The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, KNSN, DJRD Broadcasting, Crawford Media Group, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
What's coming up on today's experience? Dr. Dave's devotional diamonds of the day, also known as DDDDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show, which have nothing to do with life, but the Bible teaches there's a time to laugh. The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. Much sooner than you think. Life lessons for our faith that we could actually use, probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? I don't know. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk truth with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That thingy there. Here you go. Which area in life do we need more hope in? Ooh. What area in your life right now do you just need to have more hope in? What area? Very simple. Hey, if you've got an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness. We find that to be sad. Just reach out and give us a call, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you call, 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like finding a cool and unexpected letter in your mailbox. Like, wow, that's something nice, as opposed to getting a bill. What do you think? That a nice one?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Is the computer not working? No awe for us?
Yeah. I hit the awe and nothing happened. So.
You hit the awe and it went, oh, no, not we'll see. Today. Hey, you know what's really funny about that, though,
let me,
Jacob?
Let me try it again real quick.
All right. Why don't you try it again real fast? Let's see.
There it goes. Okay, so I'd play twice.
Give it twice. It's catching up. And you know what's amazing about that not working is guess what else is still not working today?
Your phone?
Yeah. So here's the dealio. So I'll make it very simple. I went yesterday to find out what's going on with the phone, which I already knew it was needed to be replaced. It's being replaced, but the replacement doesn't come till Friday. However, Monday will be back to normal. But today, yet once again, I'm sorry to say, there will be no texting. I'm sorry. I feel bad. However, that does give you an opportunity to also, by the way, you can also call us. So if you can't text, you can call us still to answer trivia questions or for prayer requests or for praise reports or for anything that's going on. Plus, You can still email us, and I will still get those emails, and I got the emails yesterday. And so I just want everybody to know just one more day. And here's how I had to make this decision. It was a really tough decision. So I went in and talked to them, and they said, well, we can get you your phone brand new, replaced for this very minute amount, and it'll come basically by Friday. We'll have it all set up for you. I said, okay. And they said, or you can spend $600 on an upgrade, and that can be spread out over 36 months. So it's $600 versus a very little amount of money, and you have to make a decision. I said, so I spend very little money. I got to go one more day without texting on the show versus spending $600. And the Jewish part of me just grew and grew and grew. My heart grew bigger and bigger and bigger and said, we'll wait for the phone. So that's exactly what we're doing. So if you want to reach out to us, you can do that, by the way, by calling us. And we encourage you to do that, 972-445-0770. Or you can email us, David@hemustincrease.org. That's David, King David without the king, David@hemustincrease.org. That's where you'd send the email. You can do that for anything you got going on. If you've got a prayer request, don't hesitate to call or to email. If you've got a praise report, don't hesitate to call or to email. If you've got something that you think you just want to share, don't hesitate. Just reach out to your brothers and sisters, and we'll have that opportunity for you to share. That's what we're looking for. Doesn't matter where you are. If you're in San Diego, by the way, San Diego, not only is it 11:37, but right now it's about 81 degrees in San Diego. That's pretty nice. Right here in Dallas, it's about 137, and it's just almost 60 degrees. Those are two free weather reports, and I did get the weather report for Saturn, and it said that we cannot get the weather there. Okay, so we cannot get the weather there, so I don't know what's going on there in Saturn. What do you want me to do? Additionally, I just want you to be aware we do have Thanksgiving weekend coming, and that does mean that there will be a replay tomorrow, although an excellent one. And then on Friday, there will be the SMU basketball game. So I'm trying to make sure you guys know what's going on. That information, of course, is on our website. We'll get to the website in a little bit. In the meantime, I do want to make you guys aware of a couple of things. Number one, and I want you to listen to me very closely. This is very important to me. I just want to say thank you to every person who listens. Every person who texts when you're able to text, when you email, when you call, when you engage with the show, I just want to say thank you to everybody at every level because it has been such a blessing. No, I'm not going anywhere. I'm giving my heart's thanksgiving to you to let you know how much I appreciate you all. There, me, David Spoon from Detroit, Michigan, using the word y'all. Boy, oh boy. Aww. Boy, if my folks were around, that would be kind of sad. Bottom line is, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for everything that you've done. Thank you for the giving. Thank you for the prayers. Thank you for the support. Thank you for the love. Even those that don't agree with everything or don't like us, whatever, but they've not been super, super mean. Thank you for having as much of a Christian spirit as you can in the situation. I hope we've reciprocated in the same way. Thank you, everybody, for everything that you've done. You've all been just such a tremendous blessing for me, so I just want to let you know. Now, having said all that, time to dive into the Word of God, because that is the favorite place to go. And we're in Psalm 44, and we're at verse 4, so 44:4. That's three fours in a row. It says this, "You are my king, O God. Command victories for Jacob. Through you, we will push down our enemies." I want to stop right there because I think people forget something. Psalm 44:4 states, "You are my king, O God. Command victories for Jacob." So I want to communicate this in such a way as to help each one of us to understand that we can never, listen to what I'm going to say, that we can never manipulate or attempt to manipulate or subconsciously attempt to manipulate God. You can ask God to do a lot of things in prayer. You're encouraged to, but it is never for you and I to manipulate God. In fact, we need to understand that he would never be fooled. He cannot be fooled, but he is, in truth, the king of the universe. And not just the king of the universe, listen to what I'm going to say, he's the king of every verse. The multiverse, the this verse, the that verse, whatever. And because he is the God who is in charge of the universe, known to us, what is known to us, and what is unknown to us, his word rules. So when God gives a command, it is so. Which is why the psalmist asks God to command victories. I want you to understand something when you pray. You petition the Lord. And the Lord, there's the three, it's really humorously said that there's three ways that the Lord answers. He says, yes, no, and hold, please. Okay, just, like when you call a big company and you get the company, hi, this is Sprint, hold, please, click. And then you're never going to get to talk or anything like that. Here's the deal. The deal is if God says yes to your petition ever, it is absolutely, positively 100% accomplished. It's not accomplished in your time frame, but if God says yes, it is accomplished. The reason that I bring that up is for you to understand you can't manipulate God by saying, well, if I can just get God to say yes to this, then I can have this or I can get this. That's not how it works. But we do understand and we do need to understand that the God of the universe gives a yes to a petition, and that petition is so ordered. We think it's important when Caesar would give some kind of statement or other people would give a statement. It means nothing. God would say and has said, let there be light. And what was there? Light. From nothing came something. And God was the agency. And so what we need to understand about God is that his word is the command of the universe. So when you petition, when you pray, and here's the psalmist, you are my king, O God, command victories for Jacob. Why? Because if God commands victories for Jacob, guess what? Jacob gets victories. That's why when we pray, there should be a level of expectation, a level of confidence, a level of trust. Unless you're trying to heap it under your own lusts and doing it for your own flesh and for your own self, when God gives the yes, let it be so, it is yes, let it be so. And look at the very next thing the psalmist says. Through your name we will trample those who rise against us. For I will not trust in my bow, nor shall my sword save me. Well, as soon as the psalmist says, you are my God, you give the command, and so shall it be. Then he says, through your name, we're going to trample. I'm not trusting in my bow. I'm not relying on my sword. What he's saying is that every one of us can follow this sequence. Number, the first part of this is it's through his name, his authority, his power. And number two, it's understanding that our weapons, our crutches, our things won't really do the job. And that really, part three, salvation is not to be reached by one's own self. It comes from God. And so we petition, and then we quickly recognize, Lord, we're not going to do it. We don't have the capacity to command the victories for Jacob. You do. I don't trust in my bow. I don't trust in my sword. I don't trust in myself like I trust in you to get it done and to get it done right. And Lord, you are the reason that I have salvation. See all those things working together? In fact, he even boasts. It's really kind of cool. He says, I will not trust in my bow, nor shall my sword save me, but you have saved us from our enemies. Saving is salvation. You have put to shame those who hated us. Therefore, we boast in God all day long. Look at this process. Okay, it's up to you, Lord, totally up to you. I'm not going to trust in my power and my wisdom. This is going to have to happen through your name, through your power, through your declaration, and we completely rely on you, and we recognize that in the victory, we will boast in you and in you alone. Now just think about the power that is being displayed in this psalm, how you can approach prayer and you can come before the Lord and you can say, okay, it's all you. I'm not going to trust in me. This is going to happen through your name because it's not going to happen through my power, my efforts, or anything else. And I just want to say thank you for the salvation that you bring, and I'm going to boast in you. I mean, that is just lights out fantastic. You saved us from our enemies and have put to shame those who have hated us. I know that you don't like me to bring this up, especially if some people really have a hard time, but it's like, it's too bad. You have, by connection and by relationship, the greatest friend possible. You have a brother that sticks closer than a brother. You have Jesus Christ who is continually petitioning for you at the right hand of the Father, making intercession. You got Jesus. He's praying on your behalf. He's interceding for you. So close to you. He knows every event. He knows every element, everything that's going on. And he is for you, and he's with you. While you have the greatest friend in the world, you also have the greatest enemy ever. One that your brain can't even fully grasp. And what we get from the Lord is, hey, salvation from the enemy comes from God. So what do? We recognize, Lord, you give the command, and so shall it be. If you declare it, it shall be. It shall never be different. I'm not going to trust in myself, Lord. I can't do it. I can't lean on me. I'm a bad person to lean on, Lord. I'm just confident, Lord, that it's through your name, through your power, and through your authority. And I understand that our weapons are useless. And I just praise you for the salvation you're bringing me, for the deliverance, for the grace, for the answer, for the mercy in the situation. And I make my boast in you. It's because of you that I breathe. I mean, how cool is that? That's in four verses. That is some song, isn't it? Remember, Psalms is a song. Here you go. Take a deep breath. And here you go. Who succeeded Judas Iscariot in regards to becoming an apostle? Was it Matthias, Julius, or Thomas? Who succeeded Judas Iscariot? Was it Matthias, Julius, or Thomas? If you think you know the answer to that trivia question, do not hesitate. Like I said, it's 1148 in San Diego. It's 148 in Dallas. You can just call us at 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483. Oh, you can't text. Sorry. See, I'm so used to saying that. I'm so bad. I should have known that. You can't text. You can text, and I can read it later, but not now. But you can email david@hemustincrease.org. There, that's a flub. Is that a good flub? That was a good one, right? All right. We're ready to have somebody answer their trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, this is your little brother. So happy Thanksgiving, first of all.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, my brother. How are you?
Good.
All right. I want you to do the triv question for me. You ready?
Sure.
Okay. Who succeeded Judas Iscariot? Was it Matthias, Julius, or Thomas?
Well, Julius was a Greek or Roman, so he doesn't qualify. And Thomas was already an apostle, so I would go with Matthias.
And you would be correct, sir! I just have to add one thing, though, to your description, and that is Julius was actually the last name of Orange Julius that you could get at the mall. Okay, that's all I'm going with, Orange Julius. you can tell my brain is going, okay, here we go, Thanksgiving. Every plate we eat, just start counting back the calories because it's negative calorie day all day long on Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Love it.
Yeah, thanks. Thankful all the calories we're going to get.
They're all going to disappear. Every calorie you eat tomorrow will, by grace, become a negative calorie. There you go. That's a good...
Amen. I've received that.
You better receive it, because otherwise you're not getting off the couch. You're going to be like, More turkey. Yeah. Okay, anyway. brother, what? You doing all right?
Yes, sir. Just keep praying for my health. That would be great.
All right, let me pray over you for real fast, okay? Let me just pray.
Sure.
Okay. Lord, this is my brother. He's offering thanks and praise to you all the time, Lord. He has some struggles he's been fighting through, and we just ask you to give him vital revitalization in his body by the power of the Holy Spirit. Instead of him just thinking, yep, I just need a little rest, Lord, give him the energy that comes from you, from your kingdom, the life breath that comes from you. And he could raise up, be risen up in his own body, be strengthened, and move forward with plenty of vitality. We pray for him in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen.
Thank you, brother.
Well, thank you, brother. Enjoy your happy dinner.
Okay, thank you so much. God bless.
Okay, God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Okay, so for now, everybody, so we have a lot of people, there's some people that are like, well, Thanksgiving is like this, and Thanksgiving is like this. You know what it is? It's what you make it before the Lord. You know what? That, and the Lord is looking at that. Everybody complains about this, that, whatever. It's like, look, make it something good. Make it something spiritual. Make it something Thanksgiving. You should be thankful. In fact, if you're not thankful, you're not in the will of God. Uh-oh, did I just say that on the air? If you're not thankful, you're not in the will of God? Yes, and we'll be diving into that in about 10 minutes. So if you want to have the real, this is what the word says, and you're either, and I had this just happen with somebody recently. I said, well, this is what the Bible says. Do you believe that? And they said, well, I'm not sure. And I said, oh, well, you're not a Bible believer. Because you either believe it or you don't. And so we're going to get into that level of discussion. It should be fun anyway. All right, let's go. I want to continue on. And I do want you to understand something, though, okay? When we're participating in the show and then I'm sharing things with you, like, look, I need you guys to be praying for my family, my son, my daughter, everybody that's involved. And guess what? My knee has been – I've been going through lots of warfare and so on and so forth. But it's amazing because while that's all going on and I want you guys to pray for me, here's what I really want you to know. God is working amongst the people, not just the people that text or that email and people that call in, but people are being touched by the Lord, and we have nothing to do with it. It's the best part. God is working because people are moving towards the Lord, and that's all we want. We want everybody, myself included, just move closer and closer to the Lord, and he's doing that. And how awesome is it? When you have somebody call in and they share about an answered prayer, or we've been praying for somebody, and this, it's wonderful. It's our breath. It's the activity of God in the lives of our brothers and sisters. I mean, isn't that cool? I think it's awesome. But I'm going to have to end this one little bit because I know some people go to Thanksgiving. They have a little bit of a hard time. I'm looking at verse 17. In Psalm 44, and it says this, but we have not forgotten you, nor have we dealt falsely with your covenant. Our heart is not turned back, nor have our steps departed from your way, but you have severely broken us. So I want you to listen to that passage. You have severely broken us. We don't forget the Lord. We don't turn our heart back. We don't abandon. What is it that Jesus said? Are you disciples also going to leave? And what did they say? Where else can we go that we can hear and know the words of life? You alone have the words of life. So what we do is we don't forget God. We don't break his covenant. We don't turn our hearts back to false gods. We don't jump off the path of righteousness. But even in that, the psalmist says, you've severely broken us. In Psalm 51:17, it says this, my sacrifice, O God, is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, God, you will not despise. Listen to what I'm going to tell you. God likes brokenness. He doesn't like you and me being broke, but you and I being broken before him. Why is that important? Because when you and I are broken before the Lord, we're moldable for the kingdom purposes. When you and I are so entrenched in who we are and we're so solid in what we think we are missing it by a bazillion miles. He is the potter, You are the clay. Let him mold you. I need to make sure that I surrender to the molding process of God. One thing that I pray a lot of things in my devotions every day, just a ton, way over 100 scriptures every time I'm praying, okay? No, not a joke. And one of the things that I pray James 4:7, submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. To submit to God is to surrender. It's to place yourself under his authority. It's to yield. It's not to require some response, but it's to give a yes, Lord. And in all that you're going through, I know that there's molding, that he's molding you and changing you and forming you, and sometimes that requires parts of you to be broken. But you trust the hands of the potter because he always, listen to what I'm telling you, he always makes masterpieces. And you are a piece that is being made by the master. Let him mold you. If he needs to break you, let him break you. Yield. His way, his result is life, life eternal. Get it? All right. If you're in San Diego, we want you to hang out. Go to HeMustIncrease.org and stick with us. If you're in Dallas, hang out a little bit more. We're going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience? Imagine yourself on a rocket ship racing at 1,000 miles an hour into space. Once there, you can sense the power and the presence of the majestic and the divine. You forget about your troubles and your fears, and you just float in peace without a worry in the world. There are no struggles, no pain, no discomfort. It's soothing, calm, comfortable. But then the show starts, and you realize that none of that stuff has anything to do with the show. What were you thinking? The David Spoon Experience, only for the brave of heart and the bored.
The David Spoon Experience.
They were sisters.
That is correct, sir. You are right. And it's like I'm not saying, I don't want to, you know, say, but like, yuck. That's all I can say. It's like, I'm sorry, that's all I can come up with. Like, yowza.
Well, he was tricked into it.
So. Yeah. I mean, I'm going to go with that. But I mean, if you're the two sisters, you just got to be thinking, now, wait a second here.
Can I tell a real quick joke?
Absolutely.
I won't take up much time, hopefully. I'll try to make it biblical, but not scriptural.
I'm with you. That's about 99% of everything we do on jokes. Trust me.
I figured you understand. Well, to set this up.
Okay.
To set this up, when I ask the question, you'll have to answer it to the first thing that pops into your head. Otherwise, it's kind of like those knock-knock jokes. You have to say knock-knock, you know, or who's there. So anyway, Paul was out in the Mediterranean Sea. He was sailing across it, and right before the storm hit, he was writing some letters, and he was sitting there writing, and one of the sailors came up and looked at him and said, "What are you doing?" He said, "Well, I'm writing some letters here." And Paul put down his quill and parchment and looked up at the sailor and says, decided this is a time to talk to him. He says, "Now, here's the question, David, and this is where you have to answer."
Okay.
What is a pirate's favorite letter of the alphabet?
And
the sailor said, "Nah, that would be the sea, matey, the sea."
That's a good one. So it's not the R. No, it's the C. It's the C, matey.
Hey, I love your show. Thanks for keeping it going.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for being such a great brother and a great support. We appreciate you.